Reflection by Father Luis Zazzano. Matthew 21:33-43. This is God's property. 1. He possessed a land. The landowner is God, and he possesses life. God is the one who thought your life. You are his property. You are part of him, and he has chosen you, and has called you to him. He asks you to administer that life, to look after it, and bear fruit. That land will be profitable because every life gives fruit. What's more, you can make a great contribution to this world. But pride may lead you to believe you are the owner of your life, not just the administrator. When we have things and the power that they seem to give us, no one can stop us. The problem appears when you have to account for what was given to you. That's when things get complicated. You realize that it's not so easy. You cannot control everything, and that your life does not belong to you. How sad it is when an administrator thinks he is the owner. 2. The vineyard workers. When pride gets a hold of us, our own personal interests can lead us to become murderers. There are people who lose their way in life because they believe that they own it. They think they own everything, even other people and their opinions. But remember, you write this story, the story of your life. But the pencil and paper are God's. During your life, the Lord sends people to you who try to guide you and remind you that you can't walk through life like with a haughty attitude. There are times when you become a murderer with your hurtful words or with your attitudes. There are times when the fraternal correction and advice you are given go in one ear and out the other because of your vanity. God gives you many opportunities, people, and situations to remind you that you administer life, but you continue to feel you own it, as if nothing mattered. 3. His Son. Today you're invited to speak to the Son. Come to Jesus and speak to him. Ask him what he wants from you, and think whether you are truly doing this his will. Put your heart at his disposal. Bury yourself before him, and hide nothing from him. It's time to see the accounts of your life and accept your mistakes and your virtues, the gains and debts that you have in life. I think you can have a nice talk with God today. He's a good landowner. He won't take away your gains. He'll help you to make good use of your life. And I'm not referring to material things. I'm referring to your life, your family, your people, your life story. I think it is time to sit down and see how you are doing and analyze if you have not neglected what God has given you. Open up to him and remember you are an administrator, not the owner. God bless you, be with you, and protect you. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And don't forget that something good is on the way.